Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Tzadi Zayin. We are up to Sift HaZayin, the last line on page Reish Samach Gimel. We're about to turn on to page 526. The Mechaber says in Sift HaZayin, Milei Mayim Mibor Shel Hefker L'Tzorach Averu. A person draws water from a boar of Hefker for his friend. Harehem Kiragle Hamamali. This water follows the rules of the tchum of the one who fills up the water. So even though Reuven filled up the water for Shimon, the din of the water is Kiragle Reuven. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Lamites, Kiragle Hamamali. Af achar shemisaron liyado, says the Mishabura, even after Reuven gave the water over to Shimon, the water follows the tchum of Reuven who drew the water. The atam and the reason is, the after kaimulon hamagbiya mitzil lechavero kana chavero, even though the lacha is, if one person picks up a lost item for his friend gets the kinyan. Hainu mishum migu de zochi lanav she zochi nami lechavri. That's because the person who picked it up, since if he wanted, he could be zeichen it for himself, he also could be zeichen it for his friend. V'kevan de lo zochi ela mikocho, since his friend is only zeichen the object because of his power, hareihem kiraglov. When it comes to tchumen, it goes by the regal of the one who lifted it up, the one who drew the water. The ayin bebir halacha shahar bechokim azeh. If you look in the bir halacha, he brings down many rishonim that argue on this. We're going to read a few lines of the bir halacha on page 526, up from the skinny lines, approximately 8 lines up. He writes, ube'emes mikol hani rishonim muchach. In truth, from all these rishonim mentioned above, it's clear that afilu odon biyad hamemale, that even while the water is still in the hands of the one who filled it up, gam kein osur lahulicham kiraglov, he's not allowed to walk the water where his feet are allowed to go, ela kiragle mishen ismale bishvilo, but rather it follows the rules of the feet of the one who the water was drawn for. Dehare einam shelo ela shayochem heim lemishen ismale bishvilo. Because the water doesn't belong to the one who drew the water, it's the one who the water was drawn for, he's considered the owner of the water. Because again, if Reuven picks up a mitzia for Shimon, Shimon gets the kinyan. So therefore, the Beralacha is bringing here the opposite shita. The Mishabura explained the Mechaber that the water goes by the tchum of the one who drew the water, even if it was given over to the other person. The other Rishonim says the Beralacha say fakert, that the water belongs to the one who was drawn for, even though it was not given over yet. If it's in the hands of the Mamale, still it goes by the one who the water was drawn for. And then the Beralacha says, Umashikasa Bavodas HaKodesh Unisonim L'Chaveiro, that which the Rashba writes in Avodas HaKodesh, that it was given over to his friend, Hu Lashon HaShas, that's just the Lashon of the Gemara, but V'hu Adin Afilu Lo Nasan, but the din is true, even if it wasn't given over. V'lo matzonu chiluk ze rak b'riaz, the canal, d'nokad mitam d'zochem in a hefker, aval l'kol ha-rishonim lo tzrichno laze, ela mitam ha-magbiya l'chavero kona chavero. And therefore the Beralacha ends off and writes, v'al kein, mistavro lifsok shelo k'divri ha-mechaber. Bottom line, says the Chafetz Chaim, it makes sense to paskin not like the mechaber, rak k'ragli mishen ismali b'shvilo. Rather, the water that was drawn from by Reuven for Shimon will follow the Ragle Shimon. Ubiprat mikvar higia liad mishan ismale, specifically if it already reached his hands, the bezem of furish gam b'riaz. V'chein gam das habach b'kigon zeh tekiragle mishan ismale him. So therefore, as the Mishabura points out in the third line of 526, ayin b'erlocha shahar b'chokim azeh, and the b'erlocha seems to go with those shitos, that the water follows the tchum of the one who was drawn for, not by the one who is drawing the water. Continues the Mishabura in line number 3, Vidai you should know, Deim habor mayim hoya shel shutfus. If this bore of water was belonging to partners, umilei letzarech shutfo, and Reuven drew water for Shimon his partner, lukuyama karagle mishan nismalu bishvilo. There everybody agrees that the water is going to follow the tchum of the one who the water was drawn for. Sharei mechelko nosanlo, since they're shutvin, it's considered the water that he gets, that it was his water. Dibidirabonon kaimelon di yesh breira, like we saw in the last year, when it comes to a dirabonon, like we're discussing over here, we hold yesh breira, and whatever he ends up getting, it reveals that it was his all along, the eino zoche klal mechelik harishom. And when the second person is getting the water, from the first person, he's not zoch at all in the chelik of the first person. Whatever Shimon is getting belongs to Shimon, and therefore, if they're shutfin, everybody agrees, it goes by the raglei hashutuf, the one who was drawn for. Continues the Mechaber Vayitamin Sifyot Zayin. Mi shehayu lo peros mufkadin bi'ira acheres ruchoka mimenu. One who had his fruit given over to someone in a different city that was far away from where he was. Ve'ervu b'nei osahir lavo etzlo. And the people in that city where his fruit were made an eriv towards this person. Lo yavio lo mi perosav. They cannot bring his peros to him. She perosav kamohu. Because the fruit of a person follow the tchum of the person. And therefore, since where the fruit were when Shabbos started was outside his tchum, even though it's inside their tchum, but they can't bring this fruit to the owner. But medvar mamurim, when were these words said? Kisheyiched lohem keren zavis. When the people who are watching over the fruit for this person designated for him a corner. Aval im lo yichei lahem, but if they didn't designate a corner for him, harehem kiragle zeh shehem mufkadim etzlo. Then the fruit will follow the feet of the ones who are watching over this pikadon, and we'll explain all the details right now in the Mishabura. Sivkata men. So the first point the Mechaber said is that one person has his fruit that are being watched by people in another city that's far away from him, and the people in that city made an eruv towards him, they cannot bring his fruit towards him. Sheperosav kamohu zakta mishabura varehu lohiniach eruv, and he did not make an eruv. So although they can come towards him, he can't go towards them. The fruit that they are watching really belong to him, and they follow his chum, so they cannot bring his fruit to him. Says the mishabura vaitis of katamim aleph. The Mechaber said, when it is true, kishayichid lohem keren zavis, zakta mishabura memalef, tahainu sha'oshle besa, the people in that city lent him a house, va'omerle, and they said to him, ha besa kamach, this house is in front of you, she'ein kan kabbalah shmira, the people in that city that are officially watching his fruit were never mekabel shmira, l'thika chareihim b'rishus baylev, and therefore the fruit remain in the rishus of the owner. It's pashut that if the case was a little bit different, it would follow the same din if there was no actual Kabbalah Shmira by the people that are with the fruit. Based on what's discussed in Choshem Mishpat in the beginning of Siman Reish Tadi Aleph. But then the Mishaburu says in Sivkatan Ben Beis, in explaining the Mechaber, but if it was lo yichid lahem, if they did not designate a corner for him and say, here's the house before you, and not be mekabel shmira, ella rather, kiblon tachas reshuso, the person who was watching it was mekabel the fruit under reshus, uba achariyusa kaima, and he's taking responsibility for them, lefika charehem kiragla, then the fruit, in fact, would follow the tchum of the one who's watching them, sevkotemem gimel, it would follow kiragla zeh, the one who is watching it. Well, lefiza, according to this, imheim lo irvu, if they did not make an eruv, aser lo lahavian etzlo, they would not be allowed to bring the fruit back. Vafilu kesha eruv, even if he made an eruv, but if they didn't make an eruv, and now the fruit follow their eruv because they were mekabel shmir on the fruit, so they can't bring it to the owner. Peros bistam. This is all discussing a case where he placed his fruit down stam. Viachakach nimlach lito mehem biyontov, and then he changed his mind and decided he wants them on yontov. Avlem hoya dover omed lito mehem biyontov. But if it was planned mitchila that he's going to get these fruit on yontov, heim birshus baleim b'chol ofen, then the fruit would always be considered birshus of the owner because the owner had plans of having the fruit from the beginning. Says the Sharatzion and Sivkata Nun Zayim, the Hanifkar Gufa Maknile Keshvisas Balaperos, because the Nifkar, the one who was watching the fruit, himself was Makna over to the Shvisa of the Balaperos. Ukumo Bashor Shal Patam, like we learned earlier, by the Shor Shal Patam, the shore that gets fattened, the Maknile Keshvisas Kol Echad, that the owner that knows he's going to sell the animal off to other people, or the meat off to other people, he was Makna over the Shvisa to whoever buys it. V'dan, you should know that filu lo yoda hanifkad shebedas balaperos likochem. Even if the one who was watching the fruit did not know that it was in the das of the owner of the fruit to take them, mikomokom still in bal haperos chasha beez kniyas shvisaso. If the owner of the fruit has in mind at the time that the shvisa takes place v'shtamish b'hem lamacher to make use of these fruit tomorrow, mutter lahavian, he would be allowed to bring them to konu shvisaso because they do acquire his shvisa. Continues the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Ches, Misha Zimein Etzlo Orechim B'Yom Tov, one who invited guests on Yontif, Lo Yolichu B'Yodam Monos L'Mokom She'ein Bal Hasude Yochol Leilich Bo. So a person invites over guests on Yontif, and he wants to give them the leftover food to bring back to their houses. They are not allowed to bring back the leftover food to the place where they're going, if it is beyond the tchum of the Bal HaSuda. If the Bal HaSuda can't go there, then the food of the Bal HaSuda can't go there either, and the guests can't bring back that food. Ela im kein zika lahem erev yontov ayde acher b'manos elu, unless, of course, the Bal HaSuda was mezake this food over through someone else, that it belongs to the guests from before Yontif. So then on Yontif, it will have followed the rules of the tchum of the guests, and they would be allowed to bring it back where they're going. Sevkata mem dalad, the Mishabur is medayik in the Mechaber that said, Misha zimen etzlo urchem b'yom tov. It sounds like specifically if he invited the guests on Yontif, zok the Mishabura, hu adin im hizminam mi ba'od yom. The same din would be true if the host invited the guests from before Yontif, kol shelo zika lohem, so long that he was not mezake the food over to them before Yontif, harehem b'shus bala suda, then the food of the suda follows the tchum of the Bal HaSuda, shekonu shvisa etzlo, because they acquire their shvisa by him. Uke the Messiah, like the Mechaber, ends off the sif and says, Elohim kein zika, unless he's mezake. But if he's not mezake, it follows the raglei Bal HaSuda, and they're not allowed to bring it to any place beyond where the Bal HaSuda is allowed to go. That concludes Simen Shin Tzadi Zayin and Mitzvah Shem. In the next year, we will begin Shin Tzadi Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.